Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. Before we get into the eulogy and begin to lament Roma's performance in the first leg against Bayer Leverkusen, a thank you to all of our wonderful patrons over at Patreon. If you'd like to join, get early access to episodes, extra episodes, get this wonderful mug that was created in the sweatshop by all of the child labor in my house.
The Solano sweatshop. You can go to
patreon.com/RomaPress and then at @RomaPress for YouTube, social media, all that. Everybody knows this by now. Like, subscribe. I have to say that. You know the gist. You watch enough YouTube. I am having difficulty in breaking down this match. So Roma, they lose 2-0 in the first leg to Bayer Leverkusen. Because I when it comes to football, it's never black or white. There's always nuance. This is something you and I lament often when people have the urge to look at things through this lens of it has to be one or the other, not shades of gray, so to speak. So I think both things can be true tonight in the sense of Roma were not good. They wasted chances. They made mistakes. That first goal will probably haunt me for a few days. And they had several self-inflicted wounds, Roma, tonight. Many mistakes.
Until the very end, including Tammy Abraham sending it out, flying high into the air.
Yes, that I would definitely say that goes under the missed chances category. I don't know what level where we want to juxtapose that to the mistake on the first goal of Karsdorp. Obviously, it doesn't matter. Both important episodes. But I think we also need to accept, and this is always difficult to accept, because with Roma, you, for the most part, even in matches against Inter this season, Roma played their part in the match. They had their moments. Tonight, it's one of those times where, as difficult it is for me to say it, you kind of just have to shake the hand of the opponent because they are superior.
They're too good. They're too good.
After a match like this, the habit or the preference would be for you and I to come on here, scream, call out this guy, that guy. I don't know what that is going to do, because at the end of the day, we are going to come to the same conclusion that Bayer Leverkusen is a superior side to Roma.
Yeah, there is a superior side, and that was the expectation. I don't know what, I even said it yesterday. I staged a live stream prior to the match, and people were asking me, how can we beat Bayer Leverkusen? I mean, to me, even getting a draw out of this match at home was already something. Obviously, there was part of me that wanted to believe that Roma may be able to turn it up in the Europa League. But I think it's come to this moment in the season where it's just too much. And also in the face of an opponent that, like Bayer Leverkusen, is basically getting everything right, because that's what they're doing. I mean, they're rolling. This is a team that is breaking all kinds of records, and there is a reason why they're unbeaten. And it will take more than a tired Roma team to change that. So I think all in all, there was definitely something we could have worked on in that first half. But once Karsdorp made that mistake, it sort of that took the wind out of Roma's sails completely. Yes. There was no fight left in them, because there was no fight in them to begin with. Just running on fumes. Tonight was the epitome of a team that is running on fumes and are facing an opponent who, on the contrary, is riding on an emotional high that Roma just simply couldn't match.
Well, that's the thing. This Bayer Leverkusen, Xabi Alonso has turned them into, they are a machine. even in those first, what, when did the goal come? Minute what? 28, just before the half hour mark. Yeah. Or was it after that? Okay. I mean, those first 25 minutes, you could tell each of the sides. It reminded me a bit of like a boxing match in the sense of each fighter trying to feel out the other, trying to get a sense of how they're going to play. But I mean, once things really started to amp up, particularly from a tactical point of view, I mean, if we want to go down the list of individuals, okay, does Bayer Leverkusen have more individual quality than that of Roma? Probably, but as to what level, I don't know. What we could debate the level or how large that gap is. We can spend more time doing that, but I think that would be a pointless exercise. I'm trying to say, I think the individual quality between the two is not vastly different. Is Bayer Leverkusen perhaps ahead of Roma? Sure. But I mean, tactically, that, right? I mean, tactically, they are on an entirely different plane than that of Roma. And then you add to it, and this is the other part beyond the tactics, the maturity and the character, man. I mean, they are, it is impressive. I mean, even without having watched them, just if you see what they have done on the paper, it is impressive and it speaks for itself.
Sure.
To watch them, though, even in the moments where Roma put pressure onto them, the level of maturity, of reassurance they play with, it is impressive. And I can't think of another moment this season where I have been so struck by an opponent.
I mean, we're talking about an opponent that's been waiting for this moment for a year. Bayer Leverkusen felt that them crashing out of last year's Europa League and Roma going through with that one goal advantage was highway robbery. They felt robbed. They felt like there was no place for Roma in that final. It should have been them. It should have been Xabi Alonso's team. And Jose Mourinho, with his defensive tactics and everything, should have gone to hell. That's the feeling that Xabi Alonso reiterated in his press conference. It's the feeling that so many other players have reiterated in their interviews. And we saw that on the pitch tonight. We saw a Bayern side that knew exactly what they are supposed to do. Roma got caught in it. Roma didn't know exactly how to approach this game, because I think by this point of the season, we're starting to see the cracks, and it was inevitable. I mean, we all knew it all along. The team was already running on fumes prior to De Rossi joining. The team was already running fumes around Christmas time. So what De Rossi was able to do was breathe some new life, but eventually the bubble was going to burst. Now, the bubble hasn't burst yet. It's the natural evolution of a team that was constructed to play one way. They're playing a completely different way. The games are piling up. The stakes are high as hell. And to add salt to the wound, you're facing the most informed team in all of Europe at the worst time, because they've already won the Bundesliga. They're already champions. They are set on an objective that to them is within reach, which is winning the Europa League, which is something they felt they should have done last year. They couldn't. Now, this time, it's going in their favor. So I don't even think that this was a game that Roma could have gotten much better, because honestly, my expectations were just for the team to play with dignity.
Yeah, and beyond that too, I think too, you just watched them tonight. I had Atalanta Marseille going on my laptop while Roma were playing on the television. they are so much better than all three of these teams. they should truly. I mean, Atalanta Marseille. They drew 1-1 in France tonight. It doesn't matter who comes out of those two. Right. I mean, Bayer Leverkusen are on so much a higher plane than those two.
Absolutely.
This thing. I mean, this thing is theirs truly to lose. And I think when that's the case, I understand how there is this sort of want or this need to at least feel as if the situation is more so in your control, that if you did this thing, it would have been different. If we did that thing, it would have been different. And yes, it's true. Tammy Abraham, if he does that at the end, if Karsdorp doesn't make those mistakes, I think we're talking about a couple of episodes here, but I think ultimately, even if Tammy Abraham scores, even if Rick Carswell doesn't make that mistake for the first goal, it is difficult for me to envision any way, okay? Even if Roma won 2-1 tonight, even if a draw 1-1, I just don't see a way forward for them as far as getting past Bayer Leverkusen. And in my opinion, I think it is the most difficult part to accept that, where it is when you have individual episodes go not your way, when you have guys missing goals, when you have individuals making mistakes. I understand the habit of wanting to view it as it's a you thing. It's a you. It's not it is your mistakes as opposed to the superiority of the opponent. And in a way, I actually would prefer to do that myself. But I truly don't know if we just want to step back calmly and just rationally look at tonight, is nobody is going to say that Roma are the better side. And that is, I don't know how we can view that. I mean, you can view that as a, wow, this team has so much work to do. If you want to go the route of our Patreon group chat, it looks like, just everyone jumping off the bridge simultaneously with how poor tonight was. I when you get this close to a final, okay, it is going to hurt no matter who you play, no matter what the things that happen surrounding the result. If you don't make it to the final, it hurts. It hurts. Very rarely are we going. We are going to look in this period over these last few years with Roma making it to these European finals, and we are going to be like, how that happened? And I know it's difficult to sort of have that balanced view now, because we're coming off this thing just happening a few minutes ago, and it sucks. It hurts. But you came up against an absolute buzzsaw of an opponent tonight. And it doesn't mean you have to like it. That doesn't mean you have to accept it. But I can swallow this pill, Andy, a lot more than I can losing a penalty shootout to a Sevilla side that is shit. After having Paulo Dybala get his ankle crunched by a side that has in their veins been doping for the last half decade. Okay, so I can at least accept tonight, and it's far more palatable for me, okay, than the final of the Europa League. Today, you and I are not sitting here lamenting 10 to 15 different things that had they gone a different way, we're looking at a vastly different result where Roma can say without any hesitation that they are the superior side tonight. Even if everything went their way tonight, that did not. That ended up going to the
inferior
Bayer Leverkusen. Yeah, I mean, would have been best case scenario tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Best case scenario, they could have drawn tonight. That's
yes.
If they convert the chances in their second half, they can draw. That's all I'm saying for Roma tonight. That's the best case scenario. But unfortunately, the best case scenario doesn't work when you're facing an opponent that is, steamrolling everybody. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a Roma side that sort of, limped its way into this match. Clearly a bad moment for Roma because, yes, they are coming off a win against the Udinese at the death. But before that, it was Bologna and a heavy defeat against Bologna. Most recently, a draw with Napoli, which we even don't know how that came about. And now, a loss that feels, yes, it makes sense. It makes sense. It's painful, but it makes sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense. Again, best case scenario, I didn't see any path to victory tonight. And nobody is going to expect them to overturn the result in Germany. And I suppose, expectedly, there was some discussion, among... And I keep mentioning the group chat and all of these episodes, not as a way to, sell a Patreon, although we appreciate everybody's support, but merely it gives me a temperature gauge to make sure, or not to make sure, but to at least give a perspective that perhaps that I haven't considered, or if maybe I feel I'm not going insane. I go in there to check, get a temperature of the situation. There is some discussion now about, okay, well, what now? Do you throw the second leg? Well, what do you do now towards the league? Because now you're not going to advance to the final. Now you just have to throw all of your eggs into the basket of the league. And I guess I am somewhat... is miffed the word? Miffed is a word. Yeah, miffed by that. I'm miffed by that because... But even if you won tonight, you would have had to have done that anyway, no? The league was always going to be a priority. There was no first priority and second priority when it comes to Europa League semifinal or Serie A before tonight. I mean, they were both priority one. Both of them are on that line.
The point for the patrons is... The point for the patrons is now you can definitely throw it out the window and you can basically field the Primavera against Bayer Leverkusen if you decide to drop this competition.
Is that what you think they should do?
No, absolutely not. I don't think that's even an option. I do think though tonight's loss is heavy. Like it will weigh on De Rossi.
Yes.
Like tonight is definitely a reality check for them, because Paredes was out there talking about how he wants to win the Europa League. Dybala has said he wants to win the Europa League.
Yes.
Tonight you went up against an opponent that clearly is better than you, and they are the favorites to win the competition. Not Roma, Bayer Leverkusen. So they won in your house. This was the first leg that you could have taken advantage of. If anything positive was to happen, it was going to go the way it did last year. You get home advantage, you go to their place, and you secure a result. Roma were not able to do it. So if tonight you could have at least gotten a draw, then hey, you're hopeful. I mean, even if you scored even one goal tonight, the perspective would have been different. So there would have been some encouraging signs there, even if you had a one goal disadvantage, I think.
Oh, see, maybe I just viewed this different. I thought just in terms of overall level. Now, again, for me, the gap between the individuals of each of these teams, the overall quality, it's the gap is not that significant in my opinion, but I think in terms of collective, in terms of organization and tactics, that is where there is the most significant disparity between the two.
Sure.
So given that, I understand you say, okay, because at this point, one extra match. Roma are going
to
be tired.
I'm saying Roma are not going to hope. I'm saying if they had scored one goal, they could have hoped. Because right now, I think Bayer Leverkusen were set on getting a result. Roma were hoping on a result. That's the difference. Bayer Leverkusen were going into this match knowing they can get a result. I think Roma's conviction was, hopefully, we still have something left to give. And I just think it was not enough. It was not enough. If you had scored a goal, maybe you could have hoped in some kind of pride display in Germany. But that was not going to happen anyway, because you are playing against the finished product. And you are far from a finished product under De Rossi.
Well, I suppose that is, I guess, where a bit of my confusion comes from when it comes to, you know, there is some talk of just throwing the second leg, and then there's others saying, no, go for it. I am just trying to understand what can realistically be done to overturn what you did tonight that would give you a significantly better opportunity next week, because I don't think there is anything. I just think this is one team at the very start of a new journey versus another team that what Xabi Alonso has done there. He's had this group for well over, 18 months now. So we're talking about a vastly different amount of time together. So I just think that's the difference. Now, I don't know how in the world I'm trying to find or muster up this level of positivity, because I mean, generally now I am in the fetal position while we record these things, crying, saying, "Oh, here we go again."
Perhaps because the expectations were different, you know. Perhaps because you knew what moment Roma were in. I mean, we've been recording every week, twice a week after every game, and over the last, I would say, 3 weeks, it's been full of ups and downs that have highlighted a tendency for Roma to drop in energy. It's one thing to drop in energy levels against Udinese or this year's version of Napoli, and it's another thing to drop in energy levels against a supreme team that is unbeaten in all competitions. So what are we talking about here? It's not the kind of match that we expected last year. Last year, when we talked about Roma and the Europa League campaign, we were still looking at a team that more or less could match Bayer Leverkusen. Bayer Leverkusen last year, they dominated us. But in terms of progress, in terms of where the two teams were, I think they were pretty close to each other, aligned in their development under their respective coaches. That's not something we can say about Roma this year with De Rossi. It's just sort of, Roma were in the wrong place at the wrong time tonight. That's it.
Mm. I think that's the simplest and wisest way to put it. Roma came up against a buzzsaw of a team tonight. And this debate about some saying, do you throw in the second leg, do not. I don't see a path of anything that could be changed, even if you have all of these individual episodes go your way next week in the second leg. I don't think anybody is going to see a path forward. So I'm not saying throw the second leg, but I would say obviously give priorities to Serie A now. My other question, I suppose, is, and maybe, again, I may be alone in trying to take or grab some positivity. Maybe I am just pulling this out of my ass because I'm trying to grasp onto something positive before collapsing. I am encouraged in the sense of, if you look at Bayer Leverkusen, what Xabi Alonso has done there, that squad tonight, okay, the majority of it are guys. It's not as if Xabi Alonso arrived there, bought an entirely different squad, scrapped everything that was there previously, and bought an entirely different team of players. I mean, this guy has taken the core of what was already there, added some complementary pieces, but they did not buy a 50, 60, 70, 80 million euros player to be the icing onto the cake, or buy a bunch of 30, 40 million euro players and completely change things. It is at least somewhat of a good and very clear example of what can be done with cohesion by keeping the squad together, by keeping the manager together, and having a very clear and defined way of playing football. And I think in this season, that is where things came off the rails with Roma and Jose Mourinho. They had no idea how they wanted to play. They didn't know how to play, and we saw what the result of that was. I actually have some hope, I guess. I don't know, by watching what they are doing, because this is a team that, they just won the title over Bayern Munich, okay, who won the Bundesliga without having done massive amounts of spending, without having done player trading to such an obscene level that they have half of a new starting 11. I don't know. Again, probably one of the few that maybe feels this way, but I'm grasping at straws, because after watching tonight and you come up against an opponent that is so much stronger than you, I beyond just giving credit to them, it's difficult to feel good about yourself, about your team, when you watch them get overpowered.
You have to accept it. I know it's painful. I mean, we have the patrons going absolutely insane. Some of the takes that I saw at full time really made me sort of take a step back and think about what was being written, because that's how strong the reaction was to the disappointment of seeing, you know, Roma fall 2-0. I mean, some people said this loss feels worse than when we would lose 7-1, for example. At the end of the day, you have to accept it. You have to accept it when the gap between the two teams is so huge, and also you have when you consider, because a lot of people, I think a lot of fans do not.
I mean, maybe it's because we've been burned so many times doing this, man, but the level of depression is getting me down. I didn't realize the world was ending tonight after this.
No, but
it
you
hurts
have
to see people like this.
Yeah, but you have to accept it. You have to suck it up. You have to consider the moment Roma are in. Roma are in a difficult moment. They're fighting on a number of fronts, and they're not equipped to do it. They've been built differently. They've been built to play a different way than the way they are playing. I mean, think about trying to alter a team that was used to playing non-possession football, counter-attacking football, and changing them into a team that is supposed to dominate the ball. That starts from the players and it goes to the manager, just how the team is constructed. We find ourselves in May fighting for both Europa League and Serie A, and we just don't have the tools to do it efficiently. And then you go up against Bayer Leverkusen, who over time have been molded into a real competitor, and that's game, set, match.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing when you have a performance like we did tonight. I just think when we step back, as angry as we want to be, because again, as superior as Bayer Leverkusen are, Roma still did things. They still constructed. They still had opportunities. Yes, they could have drawn tonight. They could have gotten a result. And obviously, we would be feeling much different. Again, I even with the draw, I don't know, by what we saw from Bayer Leverkusen, I don't know how you feel good going into that second leg feeling very confident that they could win. But it's a second leg. It's football. Anything can happen. I understand that. I was not expecting, admittedly, some of the strong reactions that we're seeing. And again, I'm basing this strictly off some of the patrons. I just think perhaps kind of touching upon what you just said, it is difficult to kind of have that balance and remembering where this team is and in the journey. And again, it's not all bad in the sense of, okay, yes, they lost tonight. But man, some of these takes we are seeing, as you said, I mean, man, you would think that the Roma going down to like Serie C or something, I mean, we had a couple of them said, one of the patrons said, you know, the player should go under the court and apologize to the supporters. And I'm thinking, well, oh, I mean, there's been about 25 different times this season where they should have done that. I don't know if tonight is one of them. I mean, you came up against a better team. Sometimes that happens. And maybe that's difficult to accept. But I guess now, after you have, I won't say a demolition of tonight because it was 2-0. Again, you could have drawn. The self-esteem is obviously going to be low. I'm sure some of the players are feeling low. And I just hope they don't get as low as some of the supporters here. Now, league, you have to go against Juve. You have to go against Atalanta. And we have Juve at the weekend. What in the world are you expecting? Because they have to win. They have to win, right? I mean, they have to win. You have to win.
Wow, certainly can't lose.
Certainly can't. Well, no. So, I mean, you know, at all of these times, we're not talking about maths. We're just saying, okay, you have to go out there. It's Genoa. You have to win. Okay, great.
No, mathematically, you have to win. Yes. You have to win. And that's, now that's the expectation. For this match, the expectation is win. And you're not facing Bayer Leverkusen this time around. You're facing Juventus, a team that have had a disastrous second half of the season.
No.
A team that is easily exploitable defensively. A team that has a manager in Massimiliano Allegri who will leave the club at the end of the season. That's guaranteed.
I can't wait to get rid of Max Allegri after just some years ago they were begging him to come back.
Absolutely. So the expectation this time around is to win. Whether Roma can do it, I think now for this match alone, yes, is a motivational aspect. Can they be motivated to do it?
Well, it's not as bad as many of you are reacting, or I'm sure how many of you feel tonight. It's not as bad. This is still a good team. Still a good team. They face Juve at the weekend. They get the win. We'll be feeling much different heading into that second leg, okay? Just get a win. Okay, they have to win. This time it actually is connected to the maths. They have to do it. They have to do it. And by the way, as you just said, this is the perfect time to get Juve. This is the perfect time to get Juve. This is the perfect time to get Juve. Okay? And you're at home. You're at the Olimpico. Just go out there. Put this behind. This is where we will see the maturity. Yeah? I mean, this is a huge test. Huge test. They have to pass. Okay? Put this one behind us. All right, everyone. Have a good rest of your evening. Until next time. Ciao.